As Michael Bloomberg decides whether to run for president, he continues to spread his message on global warming. The former mayor has a simple request. Keep pushing for change.
The public is upset with all of those who say there's nothing going on, and then there's a flood where there wasn't water before, and then there's a drought where there used to be lots of water, and the ski resort that they want to go to that doesn't have any snow.
Bloomberg said the private sector and cities across the United States have made significant progress by closing 200 out of 500 coal-fired power plants in the country. He also praised the Chinese government for its recent initiatives on climate change, including closing 4 power plants in Beijing. Also addressing investors, Christiana Figueres of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change said that by 2030, the chapter on high-carbon fossil fuels must be closed.
There is a huge impact if we put money into the wrong fuels, into the wrong energy systems.
The summit's organizer, Ceres, a nonprofit sustainability advocacy organization, hopes to accomplish what it calls the Clean Trillion Challenge, a renewable energy investment goal of $44 trillion, or $1 trillion per year, by the world's leading businesses and investors. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore, who has championed the cause of climate change action, has argued that the cost of renewable energy will sharply decline in coming years, providing nations with the ability to do more to curb global emissions. The investment community, Gore says, has an important role in leading that effort. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.